It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
On the latest edition of the Emerging Podcast Scene presented by Extend Technologies, Kenny, I was told the NBA was in trouble. I was told people weren't watching and the money was going to dry up. Not the case.
Why are you saying it like that? Find out on the Emerging Podcast Scene presented by Extend Technologies on 92.3 The Fan Extra on the free Odyssey app.
The first 4 hours were simply an amuse-bouche.
I'm stuffed. I can't remember the last time I ate this much.
Sure you don't want no dessert?
Not for me.
I'm good.
Your table is now ready for Carmen and Lima's Emerging Podcast Scene.
AV.com. Tone, the Boston Celtics just sold for $6 billion.
6.1.
6.1. And you said something don't add up. The value is at 6 right here. When was this printed? When were these valuations printed?
I can only tell you that we got them printed moments ago, but I don't know when Forbes. I don't know when the last time.
Oh, these are Forbes. Okay.
Yeah, they examine these and post them every year. And then you know one of the things that gets said every time is how do we know? We don't know until these teams actually sell. But typically, these teams all get sold for more.
Where's baseball?
Than what they're... No, this is just looks like football and NBA. So.
Okay. Oh, okay. NBA, NFL. Okay, sorry about that. Because I'm like, where are the Yankees at?
Yeah.
Where are the Dodgers? So you had something to say about the valuation.
And well, the first thing is all we get told every single day from a lot of people that bag on the NBA is just how down in the dumps the sport is. And yet, every time there's an opportunity to prove something otherwise financially, it gets proven otherwise financially. Every single time, whether it's the TV deal that got sold for 3 times more than the last TV deal when everybody said the NBA was going in a downward trajectory. And now some of these sales, like we saw the Dallas Mavericks get sold. Now this Boston Celtics, which does not include the arena. The arena is, and I didn't realize that. Mm-hmm. Darren Revelle says it's owned by the Boston Bruins. So I thought, oh, 6.1, that makes sense because you're getting the arena that's valuable real estate. No. So crazy to think about it in those terms. And, you know, you do wonder if this is going to result. I don't know how many rich guys are out there. I don't know how many more private equity groups are out there, but
there's a couple of results.
Other NBA teams, you know, if Mark Cuban just sold and the Boston Celtics just sold, then is this a good time for a lot of the existing owners to get out while it's high.
It's the same thing. If there's a house in your neighborhood, you know, there's plenty of people who say they're going to be living in their houses forever. If a house in its neighborhood, in your neighborhood, sells for an eye-popping price, I think it always makes you have a conversation with your wife. It always does. You can't help it. When housing prices, we bought our house in 2019 when housing prices first really started to explode, like during the pandemic and right coming out of it. You can't help but kind of wonder, like, okay, but remember, the housing prices all over. So you stop pretty quickly. There are places that are more than others that retain value more than others. But I think in so many ways, it always causes you to kind of think about what you could be. I think it's a couple of things. One, this isn't popular. I think you're going to get into Saudi money territory at some point here, which is not a popular thing to say, but it's the truth. And the other thing, I think that you're going to see more multi-sport owners, because there are only so many people who have billions of dollars to kick around. So you're going to see more like David Blitzer as a share in the Cavs, or excuse me, the Guardians and so many other teams. And you look at a place, you look at like the Haslam Sports Group. Okay, they have the Browns, and they have the Crew, and they have the Milwaukee Bucks. Will there also be another team that's added to it? So you're seeing now more where it was kind of like a plaything for owners to have, like that you made your money in other things. And still, yeah, once you get into the club, you've made your money doing other things, but then that becomes your business in so many ways. It becomes you are in the entertainment business, and you have a portfolio of teams, like you would have a portfolio of investments and things like that if you owned an enterprise. So I think that that's more the way we're going when you have less people that can afford this type of money. I mean, $6 billion is an outstanding number to me. And then you look at the NFL, by the way. You know, the Browns, they're 19th. Stadium issues, that will bring the valuation up. Like, it's very interesting how this
could be. Yeah, if they get the Dome Stadium.
Yeah, it's very interesting how the Browns could almost look like an outlier at some point here. Think about this. Okay, the Cowboys are at number one. They have an operating income that is this double. I think this is double of the Rams that are number two.
Yeah, it is.
Yes. Their operating income is $564 million. Their valuation is $10.1 billion. There's only a few people on earth that can afford that. Only a few people. Or there's only so many groups.
Yeah,
of private equity that can afford that.
But man, you want to talk about a cash flow business. Yeah, $564 million a year.
And I think, gosh, I think the Browns, and this, you could be as critical as you want, they look at this and go, if we own a brand new building, what would the value of the franchise be? Because they're still 19th. They play in a older building. I'm not going to call it dilapidated, for the love of God. I think that because people have wanted them to move to a nice building, we kind of say nasty things about the stadium. But it is rather antiquated as it sits right now.
Imagine when you get parking.
Yeah. Because, I mean, you see
that's
the Commanders.
That's a big deal.
Exactly. And when you see the Commanders, they're 10th. They play in an actual dilapidated stadium. So I think that their new owners would certainly like something new to change that. But you see some of these cities, and I'm like, man, if the Browns played a new stadium, could that pop the Browns maybe in the top 10 of valued NFL franchises?
Think about what a great investment the Browns were back. What year was it? We had just launched the radio station. $1 billion. $1 billion. So the Haslams got in at the absolute perfect time.
This is also the weirdest thing to ever see, where it's very odd to me that usually, like you said, the six billion, or they sold for 6.1. So their last valuation was at 6. Usually we've been saying, okay, they're valued at, so-and-so's valued at 4 billion. Okay, where are you getting 4 billion for the team? And it before it was like, no, you aren't getting $4 billion. Now you're actually getting above asking, because this is huge. By the way, Pittsburgh only 17th,
right?
Only 17th. Hespe Stadium. You will not own that stadium,
which is considered, you know, a heritage football team in the NFL. So then
the large fan base.
So you know, Cowboys 1, Rams 2, Patriots 3. This is, you know, when it comes to the NFL. But I think it is staggering to people, if I were to tell you that like the Golden State Warriors would be right now, according to this, you know, if that were an NFL team, it'd be the second most valuable. The Knicks make sense, because not only are they, you know, a tradition rich team, even though they don't have the championships, you know, but they also have the real estate. I mean, Madison Square Garden, that real estate is some of the best you're going to have in the world. So it makes sense that they're $7.5 billion. The Lakers, $7.1 billion for obvious reasons. And then the Celtics, which just went for $6.1. So they went, you know, $100 million over their valuation, according to Forbes, what it was in here. These are all huge, huge properties. In baseball, the Yankees are number one. They're at $7.5 billion. So if I would have told you after Mitch Richmond and Chris Mullin and Hardaway, when they were done, if I would have told you that they would be more valuable than the New York Yankees,
it'd be incredible.
It would have been staggering. The Yankees are at $7.5 billion. The Dodgers at $5.4 billion. Red Sox, $4.5 billion. So you see how quickly
it
kind of plummets.
It goes with your overarching theory about the NBA. And the, quote, lack thereof interest in the NBA.
How have they done it?
Something's not adding up.
How have they done it? How is the NBA?
If everybody's telling me that they're not interested in the NBA and they're doing this.
Right. They get the huge television deal that baseball would do anything for. They would die to get the deal. They would literally do it. They'll change their whole sport to get the TV money that the NBA just got. And that's why, by the way, they did start to change the sport. That's why they did speed up the game. That was an incredible move, and they probably have more along the way. But this, it's really interesting that we're sitting here in a world where everybody's like, what's wrong with the NBA? Hate the way it's covered. Load management. You pay all this money. They are expensive tickets to go to a game. They're more expensive than NFL and baseball tickets combined, aren't they? The NBA tickets, couldn't you say that?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's insane what people pay for NBA games, and yet people rag on it, and they get this kind of money for these. And I wonder what Dan Gilbert's thinking. I mean, honestly, to see Mark Cuban get out, to see Boston, you know, after winning the championship, they huge Celtic fans. I wonder what Dan Gilbert's thinking at this stage. And he has considerable investments in not only the Cavs, obviously the training facilities that they're doing. They're launching. They've launched a TV station. Like, they've got a lot at stake here.
Mm-hmm.
But then they just saw this kind of money.
Yeah.
So, and Dan obviously has had his health concerns and is not able to be nearly as active as he was, you know, when 10 years ago, he was one of the most active NBA guys out there.
He is, he's got his other things that he wants to get involved in. I think there's a little bit of pressure in owning these teams, but my God, I got to tell you, man, it can be a good thing, it can be a bad thing. I kind of want to take it in a different direction, but I don't know if it's the direction you want to take it in. I do think that the people who, to get back into the spot you are, I think they're betting on the future in the NBA. I think they're betting on young people liking the NBA. I'm seeing.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
More and more people who are older who are saying that they're out of touch with the NBA. And I think the NBA is going to do what they can to remedy that. I think they want everybody. But the NBA is definitely a young person's league as compared to the NFL, mm-hmm. which is trying to be something for everybody.
Yep.
And Major League Baseball, which tries but often falls short in being something for everybody.
Why do you think, by the way, to back that point up about the NFL tries to be everything to everybody, which is a really hard thing to pull off. Why do you think you see so much Taylor Swift during a Chiefs game?
Because
they know that
everybody.
Pisses off mm-hmm. a huge part of the fan
base. They're
still
going to watch.
They love the fact that the Kelce podcast is as massive as it is. They don't talk a lot. It's not all football on that podcast, right, Owen?
It doesn't tune you out.
Mainly football.
It just makes you more emotional, which makes you tune in. You know, human emotions mean ratings. I with the NBA deals... We gotta find when you are looking for. I want to talk about Major League Baseball for a second.
I just love you didn't bat an eye that I said something, and then Owen in the very next sentence disputed it completely.
What'd he say?
I'm like, and that podcast is not just about football. No one shouts. It's mainly football. It shows you how much
I haven't heard any of.
Well, I know more Kelce than you.
You do know more Kelce than us. That is definitely for sure. I wonder if Major League Baseball can take any sort of a swing now. I know that they've done the Apple TV Friday nights, which not everybody, I don't have. It's the only streaming service I don't have.
I've been
Apple
watching
TV.
Severance, Ken. I can't wait to talk Severance with you.
Well, they've had some great television, apparently, but I haven't seen any of it. I know what the Waddingham woman looks like because she's beautiful. And I know about, who's the coach of the Ted Lasso show?
Oh, Sudeikis?
I know about him because he's funny, but I've not seen... I've seen clips on Instagram. That's it. I don't know what any of it is other than that. I just don't have Apple TV or Apple TV Plus, whatever the hell you call it. It's the only streaming service I don't have. So I need Major League Baseball to get... What do they do to get a national broadcast thing again that's of any reputation? Because if I think about it, it's not like they have none. I know because the ESPN deal is leaving, we think they have none. They still have TBS.
Mm-hmm.
There's games like every weekend on TBS. We just don't notice.
Are there really?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah. You will see like a weird National League game on TBS if you're not watching Guardians. But we're watching Guardians. And I think, gosh, like Shohei Ohtani would be that reason. Like, I'm sorry, you got to plaster them all over everything. But... it was almost as if we let the cat out of the bag. And this is where I think some people might go with the NBA. But it's just so hard because I'd like to compare to the NBA and go, okay, once we got past LeBron beating Kareem, what else is there? What else is there? Once we got past Mark McGwire getting the home run record, then Bonds getting the home run record, I know what comes with it. And I think that does play into some of it. What's left? Is it Joe DiMaggio's hit streak when Jimmy Rollins got close? What's left that brings a fan base of sports fans together the way that those issues did? The only thing I think is left is what a salary cap and a salary floor can do and at least give the facade of parity. But again, I can already see you rolling your eyes because it's been talked about a million times. I got a team that's spending $300 million. I can't just chop $150 million from their payroll.
Right.
So it has to be done in increments because those guys sign contracts. They're entitled to their money. How do I make that work out in increments? I have to have a floor. What's my floor? $100 million? That means we might have contraction. Can the Rays find that payroll, meet that payroll? Can the A's meet that payroll? There are two teams that need stadiums. That's why the Rays probably could, but the A's, they weren't meeting that payroll before. So now we're talking contraction here. I mean, this is a risky thing because we can't just sit there and say TV money, TV money, TV money. Major League Baseball tried that. It fell through with Diamond Sports Group. NBA, in so many ways, has protected itself with the ESPN deal. But with the NBC deal coming, they have protected themselves with it. And then they can go and they can farm out their different local deals. So it hasn't taken a big of a hit for them as Major League Baseball, man, this is maybe a throwback to the old days coming where it's like, hey, ticket, which we're used to here in Cleveland. A lot of other places are not.
Yeah.
Oh, a lot of other places are not.
And I thought baseball last year, I got to tell you, I watched more postseason baseball last year than I had in a long, long time, which, of course, it coincides with what? College football and the NFL. So it's hard. It's hard.
Well, when the Guardians are in the postseason, you're going to watch it. And you end up watching other games, ready for it. Yeah,
you 100% are watching other games. Mm-hmm. And World Series, I hate to say it, because... you know, I know some Guardians fans, like, once we're out, we're done. We cannot watch. We can't stomach seeing a team, you know, be able to be crowned champion. But I was into it. You know, I understood the storylines and I knew the players.
And there's only...
When do I know the players in Major League Baseball? But I knew them in that series.
Yes, and I'd like to say there's no shortage of money because they've all gone up. But I think eventually there's going to be a shortage of money. Because if you watch what the NFL has done, and I've said this before, so I'm not breaking new ground. I might have said it on this podcast before. The NFL is getting involved in Christmas. The NFL is getting involved in a longer season. They're getting involved in other parts of the calendar. Why? Because it's different things that they can sell that they are proven moneymakers for that used to be maybe money that you would allocate for baseball, basketball, hockey, things like that. They want all of it. They want all of it. So they went after Christmas. And now when it comes to making deals, am I going to spend this money to get in on the NFL? Because as they always say, the only bad NFL contract is no NFL contract when it comes to television. Am I going to spend all this money to get in the NFL to get bargain basement NFL? Or I could have a regular season primetime package of Major League Baseball or NHL hockey. Probably going to go after the NFL. And then when we get to college football, probably going to go after college football. When we get to the NBA, Major League Baseball, hockey, probably the NBA. I mean, I think that right now Major League Baseball is competing with NASCAR on some of these things as a national property. And I bet there might be some people who work within NASCAR who laugh at me over that. They had 3 million people watching
their race. I couldn't believe that. You told me the numbers. I could not believe it.
On Sunday afternoon. I bitch and moan about how they need to start these races at noon. It is double birds to me from the people from NASCAR. They ain't moving them things for a second. I know that was West Coast. Doesn't matter.
What's the series underneath NASCAR? The
Xfinity.
And what is that getting?
Which is drawing over 1 million people
so far this year.
Yes.
Okay.
That's on the CW. You got to go find it.
Yeah.
And they're drawing 1 million people. They're getting high, I think 800,000s with some of the low points, but they're getting over 1 million people. I mean, these are good, strong ratings. For minor league NASCAR, these are strong ratings.
I think the PGA would love to get 3 million.
Yes, you are beating PGA, at least opening rounds, not majors. Yeah. Yeah. You're beating the PGA. You are beating, let's call it what it is, you're beating a lot of Major League Baseball.
Your game of the week, yeah.
You're beating professional wrestling, at least half of professional wrestling with your NASCAR product with 3 million people. Actually, you're probably beating all of it right there on a Sunday. How many people watched? I know it's different because it's Netflix now. You're definitely beating AEW handedly with all their product.
Yeah.
Combined, you might not be beating WWE.
We tried to...
I mean, that's right there. NASCAR.
We tried to give a boost to... What was the Kentucky wrestling? We tried to give a boost
OVW.
To
it.
No. I'm not saying...
I'm not saying
wrestling's hurting. I don't think wrestling's hurting. They're still... I mean, people make fun of the AEW ratings all they want, and I listen to the podcast, and I'm like, well, they're still getting TV deals. So they must be doing something that people look at and go, okay, we can do something with this. I don't know what it is, but we can do something with this where we can make a TV deal out of it. God bless them. We always need competition.
I just got to wrap up this conversation.
Yes.
I just wonder, I think there have been doomsdayers, right, cynics, that have been saying for years, when is the tip of the iceberg? When are we going in the other direction? When are we going to hit the peak of money, and when are salaries ever going to come back the other way because the TV deals are coming back the other way? And when are the valuations going to come back the other way? Is it ever going to happen in our lifetime of paying attention to this stuff? Do you got a greater chance of the sports like splitting up before that happens, or competition? I have heard people start to say, oh, yeah, there could be more competition for the NBA, like a LIV. You know, you've heard that about tennis forever. So is there an actual chance of that happening?
I don't think
Are these contracts going to continue to go up? I mean, we're talking about max deals in the NBA that are going to be $70 million per year.
Liv's a bad example. Liv has done nothing but hurt golf.
It's hurt everybody.
In total.
That's the opposite of a rising tide.
Yeah, it's terrible. They are they're a horrible example. TV ratings are in the dump. No one wants to watch it. It goes away from what you are used to with professional golf. And I'm not a guy who is a button-up type of figure, but I like that professional golfers dress like and act like professional golfers. Yeah, some of them are kind of jerks, standoffish jerks. That's what they are. That's what professional golfers have been known to be. That's why Happy Gilmore works. But you can't have a whole league of Happy Gilmores. You can't just wear shorts and play boomboxes on the tee. I mean, you can when you're playing a Muni, maybe when you're assing off a little bit during a pro-am, not during your regular rounds, not during that. I want seriousness there. I want people to, that's why I watch professionals play sports, because they're more serious about it than I am. I'm sitting at home drinking. I don't know. I want to watch the best do it.
No, if they're really going to do it right, they need to let them actually drink, make them drink on the course.
Well, if you're going to do everything else, let them wear shorts and play boomboxes.
Let's even the scales for the John Daly's of the world.
Let John Rahm get all lushed up and go out there and play it. I don't care.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. And Almacet has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacet with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacet.com. That's Almased.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.